What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, and welcome back to the Founder's Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where every day I will give you, the listener, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew to help you think better in order to build better. And today we are talking about shiny objects. Let's hop into it. So all of us, at any point in our career, whether you're running a business, whether you're part of a business, if you are a business builder, you have had shiny objects put in front of you before. From job opportunities that sound too good to pass up, to product opportunities, to partnership opportunities that sound like nothing can go wrong. But we all know that shiny objects are shiny objects, and they can be time sucks, they can be risky, and shiny objects aren't just upside. So what we're going to talk about today is how to have a disciplined approach to handling shiny objects. Let's hop into it. So I was recently, in the last probably day or so, reached out to by a founder of a conference business. You know, he runs a large scale conference that obviously this year is virtual, but normally is in person. And it's what I think is a pretty sizable business. And this founder reached out to me and, you know, he had some questions about Morning Brew's referral program, which we get a lot of questions about. Morning Brew's become well known for its referral program. It's how we've grown our audience a ton. And he asked me, what do you use for your referral program? I think he was referring to, he believed it was like a software solution that we use or an out of the box solution. And I told him that Morning Brew's referral program was built in-house. It's a custom built piece of software that we use in order to run the program. And so he proceeded to ask me, can his company, the event business, use a white labeled version of Morning Brew's referral program that we built in-house? And I think when you stop and talking about shiny objects, think about that ask for a second. It sounds like a really exciting ask, right? Leveraging existing technology within Morning Brew's business that we built internally, where we were our first customer and we built it for our needs. We're now a company. You know, companies have sizable budgets. A company has asked us if they can use our technology. Not only is it exciting because it changes the customer, but it also is diversification of revenue outside of advertising. And that is not the first time that we've had this ask where companies, brands, big personalities have asked us to license the technology that we've built internally at Morning Brew. We've been asked by companies to use our CMS for writing our emails and sending our emails. We've been asked, can we license this to companies for them to send and format their emails? We've had companies ask us, can they use the platform we use internally that we built for managing advertising campaigns with our clients and our partners? And the fundamental question that all of these things have in common is to license or not to license. That is the question that a ton of media companies specifically, but everyone asks themselves as they build things for their business, for their team to do their job, but then realize there's value in the internal things that they've built for the company that are getting recognized for having value externally. And so every time we get these requests, Austin and I get both excited and nervous. On one side, we see dollar signs. If we can build a robust business around licensing our technology, whether it's for content creation, whether it's for growth, whether it's for monetization, that can be a significant B2B business that means a lot of dollars. But on the other side, we see distraction. And this isn't just a Morning Brew consideration. It's an age-old media consideration. And we've seen media companies on kind of both sides of the spectrum that turn their internal technology into true products and productize the hell out of the technology they've built, but also companies that haven't done that. And it makes sense, right? Media companies spend years and many dollars building their own tech to solve their particular editorial growth or sales needs. We are our first customers until we're not, when companies begin to express appetite and the question presents itself, do you productize your internal tech? And so from Morning Brew, my view is no. Why? I don't believe we are uniquely qualified at building internal tools for media companies. The competitive advantage that Morning Brew has built is trust. And in my opinion, every ounce of effort in the company and every resource that we allocate should be focused on fueling and monetizing that trust. Everything else is a distraction. And my view is this is the purest definition of short-term pain for long-term gain. The short-term pain is that we are giving up significant dollars if we chose to put more resources into productizing our internal technology and selling it to companies. But from my perspective, the long-term gain is if we keep our resources focused on building and monetizing trust in the business, the brand of Morning Brew will carry so much more weight in the future. And so my view is that our competitive advantage, every resource in the business should be focused around our competitive advantage, and every effort should be around fueling and monetizing that competitive advantage. But I want to be clear about something. That does not mean I don't believe in licensing. It doesn't mean I don't believe in leveraging some of the strengths of Morning Brew to be used by other brands. I just think when it comes to technology, Morning Brew is not a technology company. We're a media company. And our competitive advantage isn't in building technological IP. I'll give you an example of where I think it could make sense. I think that on the brand side, licensing Morning Brew's likeness and brand, similar to other media companies or similar to, almost like a franchise business, is really interesting. Whether it be a company that comes to us that wants to create a show or a documentary, whether it's a coffee business that wants to come out with a new line of coffee that is Morning Brew branded, whether it's a publisher that wants to develop a coffee table book with the Morning Brew likeness. Why do I think that licensing structure makes sense? Because to me, it is leaning into what we want to do. Morning Brew's moat is its trust. Anything we do to extend our brand in a valuable way is a way to deepen trust and extend the aura of our brand. So I am not anti-licensing when I say to license or not to license. I think it is about the shiny objects that are put in front of you, thinking strategically about the business, thinking about your long-term advantage, and asking yourself, are you leaning into your long-term advantage? And so, just to wrap things up, my view is that you shouldn't default when having shiny objects presented in front of you. You shouldn't automatically say, yes, the opportunity of a lifetime, let's do it, or no, this is a distraction. But my view is in every scenario, whether it's your company, whether it's you as a professional or as an individual, you need to understand if there is true long-term value in the shiny object that's put in front of you beyond the flashing lights. Understand, is this leveraging your personal competitive advantage or your company's competitive advantage? Or is it leaning into something that you don't think can be a long-term sustained advantage for your company? As always, thank you for listening to Founders Journal. I would love for you to reach out to me to talk about what shiny objects have been put in front of you in the last several months as an individual, as a professional, or as a company. Shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. Would love to hear what shiny objects we're all trying to work through. Hope you have a great rest of your day, a great weekend, and I will catch you next week. Take it easy, everyone. Thanks for the time.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.